done in lab for more than 6 months. We're going to redo the class together. We're on break. When we come back from break, we're going to tell you what to expect in radio concentration. The third and fourth quarter. We'll get a lecture on that, and then we'll probably resume listening to your station promo. That's what we're doing today. A couple of questions for you. You have a question for me?
Yes. Have the teachers decided what we're going to do for these internship forms? Because I was talking to a couple of them, and they said that they weren't sure whether we qualified or not.
I did call on that.
Okay.
And I am not going to sign any internships forms for this class because it's second quarter and we're not done yet. But
this
you guys.
This is a career fair, though, not an actual internship.
Yeah, it's just for the career fair. She said teachers could sign for it even though we're.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to, and I hope that you understand that I'm not going to do it because we haven't finished this class and you could take a turn for the worse and become insane. I don't know. You know, I'm just not going to sign on it. But you guys can get people from, you guys can get anyone else besides me if they're willing to do it. But I don't see a problem with going to a first quarter instructor and saying, I know that I'm not finished with second quarter, but Katie Pierce is going to check in on everything. That's why I called, and Bob Palmateer got the information back from me. It was like this information circle. But basically, Katie Peters is going to make sure that everyone is passing, you know, and if you're not doing the attendance, she's going to double check on all of that. Because what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to finish second quarter, and all that stuff would have had accumulated. So she'll keep track of you guys.
Okay.
And I don't see a problem with some. If I would have had you guys for first quarter, I would have already had you for 8 weeks. You would have finished a class with me. But it hasn't happened with us. So I don't feel like the relationship is there for me to be able to find the internship form. But you had Bob in first quarter. Who else did you have in first quarter?
Tony.
Jim.
Tony. Jim.
Steve.
Steve. So you have, who, Corinne?
Not a lot of time.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
Tony said he wouldn't believe it.
So you have a lot of people to choose from that finished a class with you. And if they say to you that, oh, you didn't finish second quarter, what about your attendance and your grades? Say Katie Peters will be following up on that. Because that is what's happened so that you guys can go to the internship to deliver.
Okay.
Do you guys have any questions about that? Okay. So my question for you is, how many pieces of music do you have to have in the station promo?
Two.
Minimum.
Two. Can you have more than two?
Yes.
When music stands alone at the beginning or the end, how long can it stand alone for?
2 seconds.
What does it have to peak at?
100%
negative three, yep. How many voices must be in this production?
Two minimum.
David Harvey.
Yes.
David, can you tell me what is the definition of a non-conversational commercial? Non-conversational. Yeah, did the puppet show.
Yeah, that's where voices talk, but not conversing with each other.
Right, yep. So talent to the listener. That's non-conversational. Crystal, can you tell me what the definition of conversational is?
Conversation when talent.
Yep. So non-conversational is talent to listener, conversational is talent to talent. So you guys have to have a second voice that's either going to be conversational or non-conversational. Yes, ma'am?
You can't have more than two voices?
You can have more than two, yep, the minimum is two. So what percentage has to be you?
50%.
Yep. So the minimum is two pieces of music, but you can have more. The minimum is another voice saying at least three words, but you can have more as long as you are speaking for 50%. Yeah.
What if one voice says one word, but you have it like chunked out throughout your
time? I need three words.
Just in whatever they're doing, just at that one specific time.
Yeah, I need someone. If someone else, you can have them say. Yeah, I don't want a repeat of say they say. Awesome. I don't want them to go awesome, 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 like three different places in there. I need you to be in control of someone else on your production for an extended period of time, and that is only three words.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, instead of awesome, 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 can they do, awesome, and then, another word, and then, a third word, broken up?
I need them to have a phrase. I need you guys to be in control of another voice for an extended period of at the minimum 3 words. So I do need to have a phrase. I do want that. Because if they pop their peas, who lose points? If they have hot levels or distortion, low levels, that's all on you. If they fluff, stumble, or hesitate, that's on you. You will not get graded down on their performance, though. But anything that you can control with your board work or casting another person, I'm going to mark you down on. You're in control of all of that. Yes, ma'am.
Does it matter who is the other person?
Nope. Someone in this class. Please don't get another student or instructor. I want someone from this class. Yep. But does not have to be your lab partner. Whoever you cast that you think is best will be the best voice for your spot. Yes, ma'am.
Is there somebody that wants to tell you who was on the commercial?
No. But what I would recommend is that you do not use a voice that sounds like yours. You want to use a complimenting voice. So if you're a male, you might want to use a female, and vice versa. Just don't use someone's voice who sounds just like you, because then it will be confusing for me. And then what's the point of having...
Yeah.
We would never cast two people that sound the same, because to the ear it would be one voice anyway. But you don't need to let me know who it is. I'll be able to hear that it's another voice. Yep. So I asked you guys how many pieces of music, I asked you how many voices, difference between conversational and non-conversational. That covers everything. Okay, so I had a request to go over laying down the tone. So this was an example that we played last week, you guys remember?
This isn't my house, this is not my restaurant, this isn't my dog.
You guys remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to reverse. Let's pretend courage is a bad word. So you're going to highlight what you want, and you want to go to the edit view. Okay, so that's a bad word, right? We could go, the question I had was how to generate a tone. Generate tone. And click OK. Another one you could do would be
the reverse.
Effects and reverse. For music, I think that one would be better because it's less intrusive. Yes?
Can you show me the tone one more time? Where was it?
I'm just going to undo what I did. It's, tone is under generate.
Generate
tone. Generate tone, okay. Any other questions about things that, like, what about, do you guys remember how to make it sound like they're on the phone?
Yep.
Let me show, I'll show you them on the other.
My dog is not.
Okay, so you can highlight, you have two left clicks to get there, or you could highlight what you want and then toggle over.
This isn't my dog. This isn't my dog.
Highlight, and so the telephone would be effects, filters, FFP filter, and you would scroll down to receiver and preview that.
This isn't my dog.
You can go to voicemail.
This isn't my dog. This isn't my dog.
I like receiver better. I'm going to click OK. And then it brings the wave down, so it's not peaking anywhere near -3. So you have to go to effects, amplitude, amplify, and bring it back up. I'm going to do a 10 decibel boost.
This isn't my dog.
Oh, I'm going to undo that because it's too loud. Effects, amplitude, amplify. Let's go to 6.
My dog.
So now it's peaking at -3. Question?
Oh, I have in my notes 3 decibel boost.
Yeah, that I turned it up 6. Oh. You could turn it up 3. It's okay. If it's however low it is, you know you have to get it to -3.
Yeah.
So if it dropped it down to -12, you would need a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 decibel boost to get it to -3.
Oh, okay.
So you're just however many decibels needs to go back up.
So it depends on however low it is.
Yeah, depends on how low it is, yep. And let's say you wanted to isolate just this section of it and bring it, so you want it to be that high, so you could go effects, amplitude, amplify, let's turn that up 6.
This isn't my dog.
You know, I could bring it up a little more. effects, amplitude, amplify, bring it up 3.
This isn't my dog.
But now I create a click in it, so I'm going to undo that.
This isn't my dog.
So bringing it up a little bit, you didn't hear the click and the difference of it, but then bringing up a couple more, you did. So you could isolate sections like that. So tone, generate tone, reverse, the telephone, amplitude. Was there anything else? Yes.
I remember what I was going to ask you. Does it matter how many peaks and waves you got on here?
How many blocks? Does it matter
like
how many
when
you have?
When you go and open our folder, I got my session and then I got like...
Oh, no. Remember, like, when I played the examples last week...
Sorry.
When I played the examples last week, there was that one student, he had like so many waves and bunch of PKs. That doesn't matter. But having more than one session matters because the session is what I open up to grade. I don't open up those waves, you know. As you get into third quarter, your instructors will be stricter on that. But right now in second quarter, you need to know that the session is what I open to grade. And then the waves are what belong to that session. So if you have extra waves that aren't being used in your session, I don't care. Any other questions? Are you allowed to talk on lyrics?
No.
No.
What's the definition of lyrics in a song?
A word.
Yes, sir.
Is like humming or something like that?
That, yeah. Like doo-wops and humming, that would be instrumental.
Okay.
Yep, words equal lyrics. Yes, ma'am.
So if they say like, ooh, ooh, and stuff like that, then...
Instrumental.
Sorry, not instrumental. I wasn't trying.
How did that go again?
So doo-wops, oohs, and ahs, that's instrumental. They're not words, right? So it would be instrumental. Yes.
The sound effects. Did you say
but, yeah.
You couldn't talk over the sound effects or you had to talk over
them? I just closed the example that I had. With sound effects, you can talk over them. With sound effects, I don't want sound effects standing alone. I want music under all the sound effects. Because the objective of the assignment is to have two pieces of music edited together. That's what that's the minimum. If you add sound effects, you're adding it on top of the music. So you can talk over sound effects. And you could have sound effects stand alone, but with music under them, right? They're never alone.
Right.
And it's only for 2 seconds at the beginning or 2 seconds at the end. Like, those rules apply still. I wouldn't have sound effects standing alone for too long in the middle. I tried to think. It can go for more than 2 seconds, but you don't.
Yeah,
there'd be no reason.
Not that long, that I was wondering about.
Yes.
If you have more than two pieces of music edited together, is it okay to use a sound effect to separate, like, a different edit?
No, I think I want you to stick with editing the music together.
All right.
I got a question like that.
1 second. Yes, ma'am. Sir. I got confused because there were two. I went from a ma'am to you, so I apologize.
All right. For my first 2 seconds, like on one part of the song, it's like the car starting up, and I have that standing alone. Do I have to put music under that?
Because part of the song, it's the original song.
Yeah.
For the precedence of this assignment, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mine was about more songs than two. So you just do it.
You can have more than two songs.
Well, I know, but I mean, like Dave said, you just edit like you would for the two songs. The
yeah.
And
yeah, you still need to edit them all together.
Okay.
Yes.
The way that I was going to start it was it starts with the song, but the first couple words of the song don't have any music behind them.
That's what he was saying, too, about there's a sound effect at the beginning of his song.
Right.
So for the guidelines of the assignment say you must have music. So if you use that, you're going to lose 2 points. You can use it creatively, and I get that that's creative, but for the assignment and being able to have a guideline, you're not following it.
Okay.
Yes?
If we want to use, like, a sound effect from another song and just flip that sound out of the song, as long as it's over music, can we still use it then?
Yes. Okay. Yep. You can take the sound effects out of the big sound effect book, as long as you have it over, like, this one had it like that. See, these are sound effects. And this is music. And there, I'm going to mute the voice.
So it doesn't matter where the sound effects are on.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
You hear that? Yeah. It doesn't matter. No, sound effects are optional. Sound effects are an extra that you're doing. I'm still going to grade you on them. You don't have to have them, but if you do have them, you have to follow the guidelines. You have to record them in at -3. If they stand alone, they have to peak at -3, meaning if they're the star, like when I play this, you know, that's kind of, well, there's voice underneath it. So it's not peaking at -3 right now. With the voice under it, it would be. So if there were no voice under it and it was by itself, that stuff would need to be up at -3.
And now voices can be over sound effects, but not
yeah,
over. Yeah,
this is how that is right now. This is voice, sound effect, music.
SHS, your music, your station.
Any other questions?
Do you have them locked like that one?
No, locking them is just a way to help keep them in place, to organize, to block, you know, I'm not requiring you. All I'm requiring you to do is to edit together two pieces of music, to have your script correct, and to have a second voice in there. So anything else that you're doing, that's extra.
I don't know.
Question? You don't know?
Yeah, I do. I have a question. Do they turn a script into you or no?
Nope. Nope. Jordan, what? Promo. One session, many waves. Oh, we're missing new intro wave. You have an intro wave. You're missing new intro wave. It's not in your folder.
In the bathroom.
Done the figure.
He has something called new intro wave, and it's not in the folder.
Oh, okay.
This person just walked out.
Yeah, he just walked out.
Kids.
It took forever for the flash drive to load up. Harvey, do not leave. Dave Harvey P3.
At 96.9.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
At 96.9 WSHS, we only play the greatest classic rock of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. That means we don't play.
Not from the D to the E to the G to the R to the R.
Hate that crap. And we'll never play.
I really hate that crap.
We really don't play.
On the road again.
What the hell was that crap? At 96.9 SHS, we only play songs that are that good. Like this.
I love that crap.
And like this.
I love that crap.
And of course, like this. Still not enough to hear that crap is 96.9 WSHS. Songs that are that good.
So last week we talked about, you know, Heather, could we use hell and damn? And I said yes, because I was talking about the music. If they say hell or damn in your music, that is okay. It is not okay for you to say hell or damn, and I don't like crap either. So he and I discussed this. He has ideas about how he can change this. So in your script, do not say hell, damn, or crap. And, yeah. It needs to be appropriate. Remember that we're not offending women. It's your guidelines on your assignment say females, 25 to 54, but I opened it up so it could be adults as long as you're not offending women. So you need to walk that path so that you're not. And he has good levels. Going in, abrupt edits though here.
Don't play.
So doing a quick fade in would help with that. Quick fade out. Don't make the fades noticeable though. So fading in and fading out to adjust the edits. Figuring out how not to use how and crap. He could reverse it. He could put a tone in. Any other comments for him? Yes.
Like on some radio commercials, you'll hear what people swear and the intention they bleep it out. And like, if you intend to do that, can you do that?
That's one thing that we discussed, is that he could put a beep over the hell and crap.
And make it intentional.
But that'll
I was thinking about that all weekend. Then it'll almost make it sound worse.
Yeah, because he's got a lot of craps in there.
Yeah, you are using it a lot.
It'll make it sound like they're saying something worse.
Yeah, could, yeah. But I won't mark you down for you. I will, if you do it too much, yeah, and you have it in there over and over and over again, so it would. Yeah, yeah. So, yes, the answer to your question is yes, you could do it intentionally, you know. But again, if you're offensive, if you set up some sort of disgusting sexual scenario and you're bleeping everything out, but it still comes across as this disgusting thing, it's going to be inappropriate. So you have to walk this line. You can't be inappropriate. You're in school. This is the guideline. And that's the story. Any other questions?
Back to what I said about editing the music, you said a quick fade will help with that?
Yeah, see how it's...
What's
don't
the
play.
I would zoom in and do a little fade in.
That's a quick
thing. Yep. So I zoomed in. Look how tiny it is.
Don't play.
From the D to the E to the G to the R to the O to the I to the T.
I hate that crap.
And we'll never play.
I really. I really hate that crap. I really hate that crap.
Oh, there's a gap now there. I don't like that.
I really hate that crap.
We really don't.
I really hate that crap.
Yeah, the song goes out there. I have to bring that back up.
I really hate that crap. I'm sorry.
I really hate that crap.
We really don't.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I gotta edit that together right there.
Okay. Because it gives a gap. Yeah. Answer your question. You asked me what a quick fade was. I showed you what a quick fade was.
No, I'm trying to interpret it to what I did.
Okay.
Basically, I mean, it's kind of like that where it goes from one music.
So just cutting. In some of these areas, it sounds great to have a cold transition where it's tight and flush. If it sounds good, yes. If it sounds abrupt and choppy, no. So there are times when it sounds good.
If it's abrupt, that's what you have to do.
Yeah. If it's abrupt and it sounds choppy, you should do a quick fade. Yep. Quick cross fade. Any other comments for him?
I got a question.
Yes.
On our little tumble thing, like when we say our DJ name, do it got to be our real name?
Or no. You can make up a name, yeah. If you're doing, what are the different types of promos? Special programming is one, and special programming is, it could be a specific show, so you could be Johnny in the Morning, you know. You could make up the show's name, you can make up the DJ name, so that's special programming. What's another? There's contest promo, you could be giving away a prize. Station sponsored event, you're going somewhere. Station image, this is about your station. Paul, Sarah. Oh.
Nothing offensive this time.
Good.
Paul cleaned it up.
Okay, stand by. Here we go.
It's the best of 90s rock all weekend long on Southfield's Pure Classic Rock 96.9 WSHS. So let's take a little trip down memory lane as we bring you hits from bands such as Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Green Day, and many more. Plus, we'll be giving away exclusive 96.9 WSHS I Love the 90s t-shirts and hats.
Who didn't love the 90s?
Then you're going to have more copy there.
Yeah.
abrupt ending, abrupt edit. You say W here and W here, and you have to say W, and little variety on these. Good levels, good edits here. Nice lyric standing alone. Do you guys have any comments for us?
For a little to clean up, it looks good to me.
Sounds good to me.
What sounded good?
His part.
Your part was the best part?
I particularly like that feature. I think you should have done more.
So he's the cans and load at the end of the
No, he needs to have talking. He needs to add more scripts. Yeah. This is, he's not done yet. Music can only stand alone at the end for 2 seconds. You guys got that? He's not done. Music can only stand alone at the end for 2 seconds. He's adding more copy. Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to ask what you meant by little variety.
He says these the same way.
Pearl Jam, Green Day, and Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters he mixed up a little bit, but Pearl Jam, Green Day, they sound exactly the same when they're two different bands.
Do you have to say the bands?
Do you have to say the bands?
Yeah.
If you're giving away tickets to a band, giving away tickets, then yes, you would, of course. If you're doing a station image promo, this is the kind of music we play. No, because in the other example, a student that we just played, he said, we don't play this stuff, and he just played a song he doesn't play.
But he labeled it as all his crap, so he...
And then he said, well, we play this stuff, and then he played. So no, you do not have to say the artist's name, depending on the situation. If you're definitely giving away tickets to something, it would be crazy not to. But if it's a station image promo and you're playing examples of what we play, then you don't need to say the artist's name. Any other comments?
Questions?
Quana, Lens P3.
WJMZ with Southfield Jams is bringing you Mr. 103.
What? He's back already?
Yes, Jesus himself is coming back to Tennessee City Down once again. March 8th, Jesus will be at the Fillmore in downtown Detroit in the station playing your favorite jams. 96.9 WJMZ has tickets and backstage passes for you. All you have to do is listen for the voice of Mr. 103 saying his famous ad-lib and be the eighth caller repeating Jeezy's ad-lib, and you can be meeting Jeezy and his crew March 8th at the Fillmore.
Man, I have to win these tickets. I know Jeezy gonna go hard.
Yes, ma'am, you do. WJMZ, Southfield Jam, your chance to win.
So what are your comments? Yes.
When you say his famous ad-lib, I would like have it in there as a sound effect or something. So, because he say a lot of that.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yep, I agree. Yes, sir.
It's going to be too long if she doesn't take out.
Yeah, you're at 39 seconds, so either you're gonna take stuff away or add stuff. Yeah. Yep. Any other comments? Yes.
When you said ad-lib,
two
times, one
time
I thought you said
ad-lib,
and then the other
side,
you sounded right.
So be aware of that. Watch your W's as well, and popping every piece.
W.
You're going to say something?
W's.
And then a little variety. You need to, I'll give you an example.
At the Fillmore in downtown Detroit, in the station playing your favorite jams, 96.9 WJMZ has tickets and backstage passes for you. All you have to do is listen for the voice of Mr. 103 saying his famous ad-lib.
Do you hear how it's all sort of like up here? It's all, if I were to make it a musical thing, it'd be like, you know, da 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 da. You know, so it has like this,
static.
Yeah, it doesn't have variety. You know, I want you to mix it up. Some things a little bit sexier than something else. Some things a little bit more awesome. You know, so you would mix it up and you'd have different. So you wouldn't be up here all the time. There'd be more. Does that make sense? Very nice job. Good level. Excellent level. Should I just play things separately then, since we're all muted?
Yeah, because I just have the songs and then that's me talking right there.
Southfield's Pure Classic Rock, 96.9 WSHS. It's time to get the let out, Metro Detroit, with 96.9's Hour Block dedicated to just Led Zeppelin.
So you still have to edit all that together?
Yeah, I have to edit all
of
it. Yes. I have a question.
Sure.
For the positioning statements, I know they have to be said word for word.
Yes.
But, like, for example, in my script, at the end I say, turn that dial 969 because if it's a jam, it's on WJMZ. Can I say, like, if it's a jam, you know it's on WJMZ, or is that not word for word?
No, you have to say the positioning statement word for word.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to say one positioning statement.
So this should be the guideline. If you're doing a 30-second, one positioning statement would be fine in either the beginning or the end. But on the other end, you have to have freaking calls. If it's a 60-second, I would have a positioning statement at the beginning and the end. You could use the same one. You don't have to use all three by any means. You could use two different ones. It's up to you.
Okay, for the top 40 positioning statement, say playing your favorite jams. But since I'm doing a special show, can I say playing your favorite hip-hop jams?
If you're doing a special, it's a good question. If you're doing specialty, a special programming, special show, right, you start off with the positioning statement. And then you can create your own positioning statement for your show.
Okay.
So you could go 96.9 WJMZ, where Southfield Jams is playing hip hop jams on, you know.
See, I did it the other way. I put the position statement at the end, and then started off with the position statement for the station.
But then you had the position statement at the end where you it's the same as it is.
Yes.
That would be fine then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Running off that question. Like in my beginning, I put the positioning statement and like the special programming in the same sentence. Like for example, I put, that's right, it's 5 o'clock and it's the hip hop hour on 96.9 WJMZ, where Southfield chants. Is that, do I need to flip that or?
That's how you start?
Yeah, like I have like a snippet and then I say, yeah, that's right, 5 o'clock and it's the hip hop hour on 96.9 WJMZ.
I would go with the 7 second rule. Within 7 seconds, you want to be saying freaking calls.
Okay.
So time that.
So if it's within 7 seconds, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. There's a couple of things I picked up on yours, and I think on this one, you have to make sure that you're not doing it now. It's nothing that's happening now. This is a production that's going to air all morning, all afternoon, all night, during the overnights, to let the listeners know that there's a contest going on and how do I play the game, to let the listeners know when this show is going to be on. So you're not doing anything now. So saying that's right, it's time for this is telling me that it's happening now.
So I can't say it's 5 o'clock.
Right, it's not 5 o'clock. It's going to happen at 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Yep.
5 o'clock.
Yep. So it's not happening now. You're telling me when to play the game. You're saying when it's going to happen. And you, I think you said a little something like.
Southfield Pure Classic Rock 96.9 WSHS. It's time to get the let out, Metro Detroit, with 96.
You're not. You have more to go. If you were to say that time is right now, but you're saying it's time to get the let out, and then you're going to tell me when in the next beat, right?
Yeah.
The next section.
Yeah.
Any other comments for him though?
No. Southfield Pure Classic Rock 96.9 WSHS. It's time to get the let out, Metro Detroit, with 96.9's hour block dedicated to just Led Zeppelin.
Have more passion, more variety, have more fun.
Drink a Red Bull before you get in there, it helps.
So your new intro wave is not in the folder. You gotta get that in there. We're missing that.
Everything else. Okay, now ladies, if you know you bad, don't need no man, got your own band, put up your hand, you're top notch.
I fear that you're not hearing the editing, though, with all of your talking.
specifics for him?
Right, yes. You have the choice.
You went to the red over here, yep. Abrupt ending. You went to the red right here, and with these overlaps, and this ends abruptly. Any other comments? Yes, ma'am.
Just out of curiosity, is all of your music going to be instrumental, or are you going to have any actual, music, or did I miss that in there?
This probably, his intro is probably going to have some lyrics, but what he thinks is instrumental, actually he's going to lose points for. Because they're saying, do it, and those are words.
Where?
Do it.
Am I crazy? There's a bunch here, right? So you're going to have to either A, lose the 2 points, or B, find another instrumental to have by itself. And this is lyrics too, you know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But you thought this was going to be instrumental?
Yes.
Yeah, but now you understand that the guideline, it says do it, and by the class guidelines, do it is a word. So let me go over again. What's the definition of lyrics?
Words.
Is do it, are those words?
Yes.
Okay.
Although I thought
the question, right? You know how we were talking about the sounds, the oohs and the ahs that don't come as words? What if they, then would technically, I know yeah is a word, but if they say yeah once in the music, is that still come as a word and should not be used as an instrument?
I would have yeah stand alone. You could have yeah peak at -3 and stand alone and then come right back into it. What were you saying?
I like the cold edits in the middle. I thought worked well.
Best day ever.
Yeah, that is nice. Any other comments? This one's noticeable too, because this one is done and then this one fades up. So you'd want it to fade up right when that one's done. You'd want it to be up. Anything else? Alana.
Southfield's Pure Classic Rock 96.9 WSHS with hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Rob and Dave from WSHS Mornings will be rocking your socks off all week with the Rock Your Socks Off cash giveaway. Every hour on the hour, be caller 9 to instantly win $100. WSHS rocks the classic, and now we are rocking your wallet. Rock out in your car, at home, or in the office. And while you're rocking, you could win some cash. Listen to Rob and Dave Mornings right here on 96.9 WSHS, Southfield's pure classic rock.
We play music that rocks.
Okay.
We play music that rocks because you rock.
Friday morning, Dave and I will draw the grand prize winner.
Oh, that's no good. So what are your comments for her?
You say that's still the journey.
It went into the red.
Oh.
Journey was no good because it went into the red. Yep. Just went into the red. Yep. Any other comments for her or questions for me? Okay, here we go. So you're not quite peaking in -3. You don't quite make it. There's one moment here when you do make it to -3, but then you're breathy in the microphone. Yep. Good levels on your second voice. You're saying W. So, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
WSHS. Back 96.9 WSHS with
hits
from the W.
It's supposed to be a double.
I feel like I'm cutting off.
Back 96.9 WSHS
with hits from the W. Yeah, so it's W. It's WSHS. WSHS. WWW. W. So, you guys, that's first quarter. There's something else from first quarter that I think I talked about last week that you would lose 15 points on if you say it. It's not theater. It's theater. And if you say theater, you're losing 15 points.
What if you say it for a fact?
You're not. Don't.
Tell me if you
can.
Any other comments for her or questions for me?
W.
Alicia. Oh. Wait a minute. Alicia Rapp in P1. That's no good.
Oh, no. Oh,
there's a P2 session inside the P1 folder. There's no P3. Corey. Oh, you remember how you guys had that question about the Adobe Lab and not being able to remove your flash drive properly? I worked with students, I believe it was last Tuesday. Yep, and you need to follow directions on how to remove it properly, and then it will be able to remove it properly. If you're trying to do it another way, you need to follow directions.
That's what the problem is. People not listening.
That's what I found the problem to be on Tuesday. Corey Milton, P3. Stand by. Here we go.
Start your day out right with Morning Metal from 6 a.m. till 10. 96.9 Metal in the Morning is the only reason I wake up.
96.9's morning show brings me classics I haven't heard in ages.
4 full hours of the best legends of metal.
Without Morning Metal, I would be a zombie.
I need my morning dose of classic metal. Morning Metal on 96.9 WSHS. Southfield, pure classic rock.
Do you have comments for him? Is there enough of his voice?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whose project is this? Will you get a piece of paper out and a pencil?
Coco.
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 Coco. Coco.
Really
young.
I
want
to bring out a piece of paper to write
it down.
You're
going to
time
it.
Yeah, you're
going to
time
them. Start your day from 6 a.m. to...
Okay, write down 4.
Okay.
96.9's morning show.
4 full hours.
That's you, right? Write down 3.
Without Morning Metal, I
need my morning dose of Morning Metal on 96.9.
Write down 5 and add those up.
It's
12
seconds.
What's it come up to? What is the number it comes up to?
12.
Okay. Yeah, so 12. So it's a, how long of a spot is this going to be? You're at a wonky time right now, 22 seconds. How long is it going to be? 30?
Yeah.
So you need to be 15, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay.
So you're close.
I just need to have a drawing like one more quick.
Yeah, so I'm going to add a little bit more to your stuff.
Take out one of your
Any other comments for him? Yes, ma'am.
I like his enthusiasm.
Yeah.
His voice.
I thought he had nice control.
Very nice inflection.
Were his levels okay? I couldn't wasn't paying.
His levels were good. They were low.
Start your day out right with Morning Metal from 6 a.m. till 10. 96.9.
You don't peak at -3 there.
96.9 Metal in the Morning. The only reason I wake up.
He doesn't peak at -3, but then you're good. These first two don't peak at -3.
Okay.
You're slightly low on those first two.
So can I edit RJ's voice, but I can't edit my voice? Make it
if you did in the edit view adjust amplitude amplify, since you have so little to go, you could technically do that.
Okay, so I could amplify.
I wouldn't know. Yes, you could amplify your voice. It's such a little amount that it's going to be able to amplify. It'll be fine. If I will be able to tell for sure if it's real low and you bring it up, or if it's real high and you bring it down. But if you're tweaking it a little bit, I'm not going to know.
Okay.
But if you use like here, turned it up with the volume bar here. Some people are doing that, you know, to turn this track up or whatever. I'm going to know, and then you lose points. But if you do the way that I taught you with adjust amplitude amplify, it's going to change the wave.
Okay.
And then you'll be fine. And that's okay. Just a little bit. Any other comments or questions for him? I'm not a fan of the stair step either, FYI.
Stair step?
He had him staggered down like that, the waves.
I'm not a dumb fan, you know, it's just how it is.
I'll let you know why I'm not a fan, though. I'm not a fan because when you have it all in view, it's going to be very small.
Yeah.
And when you're using multiple tracks, like if you have all your voice on one track, I would designate, for organization's sake and for when you have it all in view, to be able to have it to be a decent size. Because imagine if you kept going, you know, and then it'd be real tiny. And you have to zoom in. So I would designate a track for each element. Okay, so there's lots more to do. But when we come back from break, depending on how long it takes to go over what to expect when you choose the radio concentration, we'll get back to these. And remember, if I don't finish all of these today with you, you can bring me yours if you want to critique in the radio office tomorrow. Also, if I'm saying something to one person, it's the same for you. You need variety. You need good levels. Are you guys listening to me?
Yeah.
So it's like, just because yours was occurred doesn't mean that you're not getting information from critiquing others. That's definitely part of the job. So come back at 10 after.